The Senate yesterday deadlocked on a welfare bill that would change the 1996 welfare law to require more single mothers to work additional hours to qualify for benefits. The parties are at an impasse over Democratic amendments to raise the minimum wage and Republican insistence on money for marriage promotion. Ron Haskins is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What do the Republicans want in the welfare bill?
The Republicans would like to reauthorize the spending so that the states can continue spending money over the next 5 years. And they also would like to do several additional things. Three are notable. They would like to have money to fund states and private organizations, including faith-based organizations, to promote healthy marriage. The second thing is that they would like to strengthen the work requirements in the bill. There was a quirk in the bill in 96 that has in effect resulted in the states not having any work requirement at all, notwithstanding the fact that the states have greatly promoted work, but not as much as Republicans think they should. And the third thing is that the Republicans would like to give the states more authority to increase efficiency across programs, something called a super waiver.
And what do the Democrats want?
In general, it's safe to say that the Democrats are against the kind of work requirements that are in the Republican bill. Democrats are not necessarily opposed to marriage. It certainly is politically difficult to put yourself in a position of opposing marriage. So even though there have been some outbursts about the marriage money, I think that's not really a huge part of the contention. And then the third thing, and the most important thing, is that Democrats would like to have much more money for child care. And on this, of course, there are some Republicans that agree with them.
Well, can they send the bill back to the committee and work this out?
I do not think they can do that, no. Technically, what actually happened is that the Democrats wanted to offer additional amendments on minimum wage, unemployment insurance, and other matters. And at one point, the Republicans actually, in quite a surprising move, offered a deal to the Democrats and said, we will give you separate votes on unemployment insurance and these other matters, in exchange for which you will have to give us a vote on the bill, and we will name conferees, so we will actually pass the welfare bill and send it to conference. No one doubts that if there's an actual vote on the bill, that the bill will pass. And the Democrats turned that deal down. So the Republicans then yesterday tried to invoke cloture to end the debate and have votes on the bill, and they lost that motion, so they pulled the bill. Now, one thing that could happen, what we're operating on here effectively for 2 years now is short reauthorizations of the bill. They're called extensions of the authority to spend money. And another one of those is going to come up in June. And when that happens, there will probably be another debate on this bill. And at that time, we'll find out if the Republicans and Democrats can work out a deal. But certainly the nature of this debate does not allow anybody to be optimistic. The Democrats appear not to be willing to pass this bill or maybe even any other bill and are in a mood to block most legislation in the Senate.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ron Haskins is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.